Kathy Brown, 62157. This is a 68, 67-year-old woman, married for 21 years, has four kids, had four grandkids, two pregnancies, used to work security and labor. She's a smoker, but she doesn't drink alcohol. She suffers from hypertension, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux, depression and anxiety, period, as well as diabetes and diabetic neuropathy. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, times three, lives with her husband. They're becoming weaker, and they are looking for possible provider services at home, period. Surgery, hysterectomy, COVID vaccination, flu vaccination, up-to-date allergy, non-hospitalization, or recent hospitalization, medication, albuterol, pronebulizer, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams a day, Norvasc, 10 milligrams a day, Lipitor, 10 milligrams twice a day, Trazodone, 200 milligrams a day, Motrin, 500, Metformin, 500 BID, Claritin, 10 milligrams a day, Protonix, 40 milligrams a day, Lipitor, 20 milligrams a day, Risperdal, 1 milligram a day. Review of system, has had bouts of confusion, depression, anxiety, weakness, of course not able to drive, lives with her husband, they need help around the house, has had no significant weight loss, no nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, hematemesis, sutural convulsion. Vital signs, 140 over 80, pulse 88, respiration is 18, no suicide, 94%, heart pulses, 1 positive, 2 lungs, pure bronchi, abdomen soft, neck, short, Japanese skin, shows no rash, or mucosa with adhesion, logical, non-focal. Assessment. 67-year-old woman with history of hypertension, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, anxiety, and depression. Becoming much weaker, has bouts of confusion and needing help around the house with provider services. We'll have patient evaluated regarding provider services. Next patient's blood pressure control. Next was patient lisinopril at a high dose. We'll have that discussed with their primary care. We'll have patient discuss that with their primary care physician. Next number, gastroesophageal reflux. Next number is doing well with respiratory. Next, Risperdal. Next number is no issues with wanting to hurt herself or others. Next number is mild COPD on nebulizer treatments on a regular basis. Thank you.